When you had coal heat, what was the thing you had to carry the coal in?
We just called them a bucket, although I know in some place they were called hods.
Mm-hmm. Around here, would you have heard that? Or
bucket.
Okay. What's the thing with one wheel that you sort of carry?
Wheelbarrow.
Okay. When you had a scythe, especially, a lot of times you'd carry something in your pocket to sharpen it with.
We call that a scythe stone.
Okay. How about the big thing that you use to sharpen things that goes round and round and turn it around?
We call that a grindstone.
Mm-hmm. When you have a car that has grease fittings on it, you figure that they're there because the manufacturer intends that every so often you do what to the car?
I lost you there.
Okay.
What do you do?
If you got grease fittings on a car, they're there because you're supposed to...
You're supposed to grease the car.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, and if you're not careful when you're doing this, you're liable to get some on your coveralls so that, your coveralls are all...
I always do.
What would you say? Your coveralls are all... you could say they're covered with grease, or you could say they're just...
Well, I don't know what I'd say. I might say messed up.
Okay. How about if somebody uses lots of hair oil on his hair? You could say his hair is all...
greasy.
Yeah. That's the word I was
looking for. Oh, my God.
It's the first thing that I hope on your head. Also, when you grease a car, you've got to change the...
oil.
Okay. What do they used to call the stuff that they had to light, to make light before electricity?
To what? Huh?
The stuff that you'd put in an old-time lamp before...
The real name for it is kerosene, but we always call it coal oil.
Okay. In the old-time tires, they used to have a...
tube.
Okay. When you want to put a boat in the water, you go down and do what to it? You
launch it.
Okay. Do they ever have, what are some terms they had around here for a small boat that you row like this with oars?
Well, it could be a rowboat or a skiff.
Mm-hmm. Would there be any difference?
I don't know. I'm not too much of a boat expert.
What time is it? What time? What were you all planning on doing about lunch?
I've got 12:25.
Yeah.
How near are we done?
Well, we have a way to go yet.
He wants to watch the game.
Yeah, I know. What are your plans at this point in terms of the rest of the afternoon?
Offensive about them,
Mm-hmm.
I think they're clean. I think they meet all standards for state health department, all that sort of stuff, but you just don't get real tasty food like you can other places, see. And this little restaurant out there at the edge of town called Shortstop, that's only been open a couple of weeks.
And this is
remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
We've never been there. But... the first time I have occasion to eat in Rockville, I'm going to try it and find out.
We'll test it out.
In Terre Haute, there are various places to eat, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And this cafeteria she mentioned is downtown.
Mm-hmm.
One difficulty there is finding a place to park.
Mm-hmm.
Then about 3 miles south,